Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to incorporate vegetables into at least one meal a day.
Love it.
Because I stopped eating vegetables.
You did.
I don't know how
that
happened.
I eat way more veggies than you do.
But I used to ridicule you and berate you for not eating enough vegetables. And then look what happened.
Look what happened.
How the turntables have turned. Mm-hmm. Hello, welcome back to Show They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo, and this is my co-host, my sexy, most handsome co-host, Steve Green.
The Crypto King, hello.
The Woo Man.
The Crypto Man, the Woo Man.
Ace.
Ace, yep. A lot Still of my ace. Old Knicks. A lot
Still
of my
ace.
Old Knicks.
Okay, cool. Well, any new ones this year?
The Crypto Man, I think is...
Crypto Man?
People are starting to say, yeah.
They're starting to say that in 2023?
Yeah, they are. But mostly the woman, obviously.
Yeah, so you've kind of been downgraded from a king to a man.
Well, I think I deserve it.
It's very insightful of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, today we are going to explore the topic of New Year's resolutions. I know we're a little bit late on this, but excuse us. We're not operating by
your little
your
clock,
time,
your special little
okay?
clock.
In fact, one of my resolutions is to not be rushed by anybody.
Yeah, like
okay.
chill.
So, also, the Lunar New Year is coming up, and we're right on time for that. So, if you'd like to continue listening, then please do that. And if not, please still continue listening because it really helps our show
it
out. Also, if you'd like
to
check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI, you get these episodes a day early. And then also all kinds of other things, like we have a live stream coming up this weekend. We have a crypto live stream that happens, Crypto Corner, every Tuesday. We do
People
free roll
DCing
poker
Woo
tournaments.
50%, let's go.
Well, I got interrupted when I told talked about
sorry.
The free roll poker tournaments, just in case anybody was into that. We started doing those and they've been really fun because we do
really
like
fun
cash prize giveaways. And it's free.
Especially
when
I get second place. Awesome. Thanks.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right. So we are going to dive into the topic of resolutions. But before I just jump into it, I wanted to really restate a couple of years ago, we had a topic around New Year's and it was like based off the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, where you not only set resolutions, but how to build habits that create lifestyle changes so that you can actually become the person you want to be, yes. not hit like a certain goal that is just a temporary thing. I think a lot of people get wrapped in this mindset that if they have this thing, or if they do this, get this job, or if they lose this amount of weight, then they'll be happy. But then when they do that, if they ever do, first of all, a lot of people struggle to do that. But then if they do it, they don't find happiness at the end. And it's because they are focused too hard on this like result instead of becoming a person. And I think that's why people do New Year's resolutions wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, it's funny too, because everyone does this. The New Year's resolution is almost like you're supposed to start a streak.
Yeah.
For yourself.
It's a meme.
And yeah, it's a meme. And then once you break the streak, you just break it.
And then you go back to being a shitty person.
So yeah, what are you doing? Like, why's it gotta be a streak?
Yeah, exactly.
I disagree with that.
I think people, and they get too attached to that. Well, if I can't do that, then it's unrealistic and I'll just never be that person.
Exactly. That's why I believe in building routines.
Yes. And even if you fall off, it's more about, I was actually just looking at an Instagram post today that summed this up. It was exactly what I was thinking about, which is that I've had such an emphasis on consistency in my life and feeling like a failure when I drop off my consistency, which always happens inevitably always. For me. I'm just not a person that stays really consistent. It's just not my strong suit, but it doesn't mean that I'm a failure in life, obviously. It just is like, but it feels that way at the time when I fall
that's
off.
The pressure
it
you put
it feels
on yourself.
Like that. And then I spiral into this like, well, I'll never be consistent, so why even try? And then I, you know, I get depressed and then I try to be consistent again. It works for a little bit and I fall off of it. But it's actually more important to be persistent, which is to set goals, to maybe you're consistent and then you fall off and either you find a way to adapt or maybe you learn something from the fall off. Like the example they used was, let's say your goal was to run 3 miles a day and you do it for the first 3 days and then you fall off. And then the next day it's raining, so you don't go running. And now you've fallen off 2 days. And so you feel like, well, this was just an unrealistic goal. And so you guess I'll never be a runner. Where that's the focus on consistency. You can't be consistent in that. So you decide you just can't be that person. Whereas if you focus more on persistency, it's like, oh, hey, my goal was to be a runner. I decided to run 3 miles a day. I did it for the first 3 days. I fell off. And when I fell off, I went to some forums. I felt kind of bad. And then I went to some forums and found out that it's actually good to take a break every couple of days off running. And that's how you build endurance. And so I'm going to incorporate some rest days into my run schedule. And then the next day it rained and I realized I don't have any gear to go running in the rain, which I should. Maybe I should have some weatherproof running gear. And so I adapted instead. And now I have the tools necessary to like not to overcome that obstacle if it comes up in the future. It's a more adaptive mentality. And I feel like this is exactly the lesson that I have been trying to learn for like a decade.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more productive anyway. Like still reaching for it, even if you fuck it up.
Yeah.
I think it's so important.
And I think this might be a separate episode, but last year in 2022, I took what I have been calling a gap year. I don't know if I've talked about it a lot on here. I think I've brought it up a few times where I didn't really want to talk about it until it was done. Like I didn't want to give my summation of thoughts on it until like I went through all of it and had time to digest and process what I learned from doing that. But basically I took a gap year where I still had income coming in, but I had enough time in my schedule that I could just explore like whatever I wanted to do. Like, and that was a big change for me because I'm so driven by fear of if I don't do things on a schedule and do things like on a deadline that everything will fall apart, my life will fall apart. And I really needed to see what it was like to test relaxation. Like I've never done that. It was really hard actually to find
really
relaxation.
Yeah.
To just find, reconnect to that inner child and explore this like sense of adventure for the year and see what happens. And whatever I find, maybe I end up liking it and decide to go that direction in 2023. And I have found a lot of things that I liked and lessons that I've learned from 2022, but I also realized a lot of things that I didn't like. Like I did realize I like having a structure, like some bit of structure that's not like a rigid structure, perhaps, but maybe like a schedule that's a little bit flexible.
Yeah, you thrive in schedules.
Yeah. So for 2023, for me, I liked the like going with a vibe. You know, like in 2022, it was like, I want this vibe to be adventure and like exploration and curiosity, like following the curiosity. And I did that. And I thought that was great. And I had little goals that I set each month that were tangible goals that were like the way to, you know, help achieve this overall vibe. But I liked having more of a freedom of like, here is the ideal life I want this year, and then having goals that align with that picture, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I want to continue that into this year. So for me, I like, well, actually, what would you say your vibe would be for this year if
for
you were going
year?
Off vibes? Yeah.
Vibe wise is discipline.
Okay.
Extreme discipline. You know, I am a very like all in person. Like when I choose to do something, I go all the way for it, right?
Yeah.
And but sometimes when I'm doing that, I'm like all in on the one thing, and I'm not like taking care of other things that I that I should be taking care of. And so yeah, this year's more about the balance. Like
that was what I was gonna say.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I really want to focus on balance.
I actually okay. So my vibe was going to be balance too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, we
That's
just
funny.
Went
we
on a little
talked
walk.
About this.
We haven't. Like, we don't talk about it. I prep an episode or Steve preps an episode, but we don't really talk about it until we're talking on the show.
So it's organic.
So yeah. But we did just go on a walk today and talked about like kind of like things, ideas, building stuff that we wanted to work on this year. Yep. And I think that was really helpful. But
by the way, I would love to make that like a routine thing that we do.
Me too.
Like, I know that, you know, it's sometimes raining or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, no matter what, I would love to just still do that.
We used to do that a lot more often.
Yeah. I would
I feel
like to,
we
I would like to get back on that
year.
Little train.
Yeah. It's funny though that you said discipline first, because so I went the opposite of discipline. I've been so disciplined my entire life, I think due large in part to my father, because
fear.
I think me as a natural, like, I think that's why I did this last year, is because I wanted to get more in touch with who am I organically, like authentically, what is the most authentic version of myself? And I think authentically, I'm probably not a disciplined person.
No,
like,
God, no.
I think that like I've created a lot of discipline because of all the fear instilled in me if I didn't have this sort of discipline. So I've been a very disciplined person. But I think that when I was able to reconnect to who I am very authentically, I can remain disciplined if I'm passionate about something, but it has to come from passion. It can't come from somebody demanding it or saying that I have to do it or else you're going to lose everything or else this or else these dire consequences will happen. I'm very disciplined when I'm excited to achieve something, and I can remain disciplined even when things or obstacles come because I'm still excited about the overall goal. So I did find out that about me, that I can like be a very like free person, but sometimes if I go too far, it will go off the rails and it will lose myself.
Yeah, I've never seen you more relaxed than last year, but I've also never seen you more like you'd slingshot in and out of moods like wildly, I would say.
You ever like fall asleep? This used to happen to me a lot too, so I guess this example is just super relatable, but let me know if not.
Okay.
But you like, let's say you have work at 5. I used to be a waitress, so my shifts were later. And then you go to take a nap at like 3:30, and you're like, I'll just take a half an hour nap and then I'll get ready for work. And then you wake up and it's like 4:45, and like you have to dart out the door now.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, like I'm gonna be late for work. I slept in, and you go from this like uber relaxed deep sleep nap state to like, holy shit, everything's on fire. That's how last year felt.
Yeah.
Where like I was relaxed, but then I would have these moments of like, holy shit, what am I doing with my life?
Yes.
Like, I've let myself go too far. Or is this too far? I've never let the boundaries go this far before. I've never let myself, like, explore with no limitations. So, like, maybe I've traveled too far off the path. I don't know. Like, and I would start freaking out about it and have random panic attacks.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it was like self-imposed panic attacks.
You had the worst panic attack last year that I've ever seen you have.
Yeah. But all self-imposed.
Yeah.
It's really wild. So I learned from that as well.
Yeah.
So I realized through what I went through last year that I loved the exploration, the experimentation, the being in touch with the playful side of me, like, which I think is like that inner child side. I loved that. I realized that I definitely need balance in order to not be results oriented, though. So I, you know, would have these goals and I would get too hyper focused on this new thing, like whatever. Like last year was poker and I still am really into poker, but like I had poker goals. Like, okay, I'm into poker. Let's make goals around it. You know, probably the worst thing I could have done, but let's make, or the best thing, because I ended up achieving like,
did crazy massive. Good. And, you know, you were disciplined and focused about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, let's do this brand new category and see, like, it was more fun because it's like something brand new. It's like not something that there's any pressure on. No one's expecting me to be like
good at all.
Great. Yeah.
No way.
But I feel like this, I connect to this and I'm picking it up very quickly. And if I just had some discipline in it, I could achieve like some pretty big goals. And I did, which was great. But then it became like I was too focused on
results,
maintaining success too. Like once I hit like a really big thing where like, you know, it's final tabling at the WSOP, I was like, well, now I have to like keep final tabling. I got to keep these results up. And then it became a lot of pressure and I was too focused on those results determining my self-worth and happiness. Yes. Whereas all of the time leading up to that, I was, you know, working on podcasts and I had house goals. Like I was decorating rooms and I was, you know, I had other goals, like other fun stuff I was working on. It wasn't just revolved around poker, and poker was just a category that I had goals in along with home stuff and exercise goals and blah, blah, blah. I feel like I kind of let all of that drop and was just, well, if I double down on studying with poker, then I can achieve even more. And I let go of a lot of health stuff. My diet became just Taco Bell and Domino's. I let go of like exercise, but I blamed it on like the fact that I don't have any time because I got to make it to get a certain amount of hours in that I needed to do or that I thought I felt I needed to do. And so the second half became more structured, but around goals that I didn't even have in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the funniest thing is you didn't even know where the year was going to end up.
Yeah.
Like halfway through the year, it was just like, oh, we're on this road now.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess I got to like work really hard at this. And if I don't achieve X amount, then I'm a failure.
And it's if like, I don't keep it up, which was hilarious, like, what do you mean keep it up? Like you just got started, dude. You'll be fine.
I know.
It's really funny. But no, I mean, that's my thing too, right? It's like, you know, what you just said about how you're focused on one thing and then you let other goals kind of fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
That has been definitely, I think that was my struggle last year. And that's something that I'm trying to kick off the new year right with, you know, where it's like hyper-focused can be very good. But if you only have one goal, right, like a hyper-focused goal, like a, you know, like we're talking like light at the end of the tunnel, like the main goal, the top of the podium goal. And you don't set goals in the other areas, then you won't get results in the other areas. And so, like, you'll just do things to kind of do things. So, like, you know, like even my workouts, it's like my workouts are not results or not goal oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been. And so now it's about a goal.
Yeah.
So it's like setting the goal and then be like, okay, I'm going to do that. Like, I want to lose like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And then, and so. And now I know that I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, well, I can do that by doing these things. And now I have that goal.
The little miniature goals, like the little that help you achieve the overall goal. Yeah, that's exactly what I was we're so in alignment with what we're saying. I don't know if I'm articulating it exactly well to the people listening.
Well,
but
I just did very well.
You did an excellent job. One of my goals is to be more articulate in what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it would be very nice for everybody
it'd be
involved.
Good for this show if you could get on that right now.
Okay, I will do my darndest.
Thank you. I'm drinking tea right now.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I liked not feeling rushed last year, so I'm trying to keep that vibe going while still maintaining goals and stuff. I think just not looking at things as like an impending doom if I don't accomplish them is good.
Yes.
While also like working hard to accomplish them. Another thing that I realized is having goals like that helps so that, like, I still had my habit tracker that was like, well, I want to exercise 30 minutes a day. But when I was exercising, I was really just, I just want to get it done with, you know,
yeah.
So that I can go back to the thing that I'm really excited about, which was like my poker goals or, you know, even like YouTube goals, like getting out vlogs. Like I just wanted to get them done so that I could go and do like the next exciting thing. And I was never, I feel like there was like so much so fast that I lost my presence in each thing. Like I had it the first half of the year, and then the second half of the year, I stopped being present in each thing. And I was self-aware of that as it was happening. I was like, why am I not present during these things? And I really want to get them back. And then it became like this spiral because I was mad at myself for not being present. And then I wasn't being present because I was focused on being mad at myself. And it was just like spiraling in a negative way. But having specific goals I want to get 3 hours of exercise in a week, where
that's really manageable. Yeah.
And so it's not rigid. It could be whatever form of exercise. It could be running. It could be swimming. It could be rollerblading. It could be biking. We talked about getting bikes this year.
When you get bikes. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. And so like not rigid where like it has to be running every like 30 minutes a day, but like just 30 minutes of exercise a day or something that equals 3 hours a week, which is basically 30 minutes a day with one rest day.
Very doable.
Super doable. I want to incorporate vegetables into at least one meal a day.
Love it.
Because I stopped eating vegetables.
You did.
I don't know
how that happened. I eat way more veggies than you do.
But I used to ridicule you and berate you for not eating enough vegetables. And then look what happened.
Look what happened.
How the turntables have turned.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely want to incorporate vegetables into at least one meal a day, or fruits or vegetables, some sort of produce.
Love it.
Into one meal a day. I have like specific like home goals. Like I want to organize the garage.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Especially now that we
like
have
all the shelving and stuff.
The washer dryer out there like a behemoth.
Yeah. Last year, my goal was to just make our house fully functioning. You know, it was our first year living here, and I just wanted all the rooms to be fully functional rooms.
And you did that.
Not hyper decorated yet, but yeah, functioning. And I absolutely did that. I'm very happy with it. I didn't want to rush myself into having all the decorations like fully planned out. It just seemed very overwhelming. And I like to live in a space for a while to like really look at rooms. You find me looking at rooms a lot, right?
A lot.
Where I'm like spacing out because I'm envisioning like, what would I put there? What would I want there? Would that make me happy? Would it make me happier than the way it currently looks right now? And I put a lot of thought into that. And I do want this year to be very intentional action, you know?
Sure.
Not just like, well, maybe this makes me happy, but like, I want this, I want this intention with this action and then doing the thing, not just putting up like with my vlog channel, I love vlogging, but I really love vlogging when I get a point across, like when I get to share something very specific with people, like when we shared like going to Area 15, I wanted to share, like, I think that's really fun. And I think if people are in Vegas, they should know all about it. And I like giving a lot of details about it. Or like when we bought a hot tub, I like sharing exactly what went into all the research and how I feel about having a hot tub, that inflatable hot tub, and like all of that. I like intentional videos. So I want more of that for my vlog channel. So instead of jumping into making vlogs right away this year, I've taken a lot of time to think about what I want to put out moving forward, and I'm excited about it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So some of that is the home back into home decor.
Love it.
And home organization, really. So everything got fully functional last year, but now it can be better. It can be better.
Mm-hmm.
There are rooms in the house, like I haven't really finished or started decorating our bedroom. I put up like some curtains, I picked out some bedding and a rug, but not really like anything special. So our bedroom is on the list. I'd like to repaint the kitchen. That's something that I wanted to do since the minute we moved in here.
Boo.
Why don't you like that?
I love our kitchen, but I know you'll do better, but I love it.
The
as
wood
it is.
Doesn't match anything else in the house.
Hey, look, I'm just glad you let me keep the upstairs carpeting because I really like it.
Yeah, that's going to go. Oh, I'm kidding. yeah, I don't mind it. It grew on me. I
love it.
Aesthetically, it's not the type of Pinterest vision that I have.
It feels like a home,
for
though.
The space, you know, it does feel like a home.
I feel like I'm in someone's LA apartment when you have linoleum down or like wood down, and you can hear like every step throughout the whole house when someone's
but
walking around.
It looks
around.
Pretty.
I know, but I love carpet.
Yeah.
I freaking love it.
I understand.
Yeah.
It has grown on me. I don't like carpeted stairs at all. Zero at all.
I like it.
You like walking down them, but they're disgusting.
What do you mean they're disgusting?
They're
we vacuum.
Covered in cat hair. Who vacuums?
I vacuum.
How often?
Stairs.
Once
a month.
No.
Once a month.
Not once a month.
Once a month.
Be honest.
Once every month and 2 months. And 2 weeks.
And 2 months.
And two weeks.
Once every month and 2 months.
Pretty much, yeah. Once every month and 2 months, yeah. Between the 1 month, 2 month mark.
Yeah, I just, when I walk up them, I just see all kinds of cat hair. And then, yes, I could vacuum it, but vacuuming is a bitch. I fucking hate vacuuming stairs. It's so annoying.
Okay, but don't you love like, coming home, you take your shoes off and you go upstairs.
I do.
Like, and your socks are on the carpet.
I like it.
I love it.
I just don't like it aesthetically.
Okay.
If I could find a way to make it more aesthetically pleasing, it would be very nice.
Like, I only ever liked it because when we went to Chad and V's house, like, they had that carpet stair thing. And
yeah.
I was like, I need this in my life. And then I got it.
I know.
I manifested it.
Okay.
I did. I really did.
I hate the way it looks.
I know.
I hate it.
Sorry, guys. We're in our 30s and we're talking about carpeting in your house.
Well, we're talking about goals and home goals.
Exactly.
And my goal is conflicting with Steve's goal. Okay, but how sick is this?
Okay, go.
So I maybe have to show you a picture because you're more of a visual person.
I am.
But floating stairs is so sick looking.
What are you talking about?
Floating stairs you've never seen?
No, I probably have, but I didn't know that they're floating stairs.
Well, floating, okay. I'll
if
show
I
you.
If I had seen floating stairs, I think I would remember it, though.
What?
Like, are they, like, are we talking about, like, there's, like, these little pegs hidden, so they're, like, it looks like they're floating?
I mean, yeah, it looks like this. Here, let me show you that.
I think I have an idea of what this might look like.
I mean, it's not pegs, it's, like, it's structured in a way, I'm trying to show you, like this.
Okay, we'll put this on the screen for you guys, too. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and I have a vision of like underneath being like rocks with plants and cool lighting. And it just doesn't look that way. It looked good with carpet.
Don't you
carpet.
Picture a kid falling down the stairs and cracking their fucking head open seven
Whose
times?
Kid? Not my kid.
Well,
I don't have a kid.
Well, if we had a kid.
Well, we don't.
That's true. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing every single step
no, but this
hitting
is,
their
the,
skull.
Look at the glass.
Yeah, the glass. They hit the head on the glass too.
Well, then they're stupid.
Well, they are
that
stupid.
That is your
That's
kid.
That's the problem.
Well, don't fucking hit your head on the glass then. I don't. What do you want me to tell you, kid?
I don't know. Yeah, that's true.
Like, look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one.
No, this is. I mean, this is sick. We're putting pictures on the screen, folks. Look. They look like industrial stairs. If you're not watching, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, they look nice. Like they look like when you walk in, you feel like it's like abundance, like rich. It's like rich people shit.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I like rich people looking shit without being rich people.
I like rich people.
I mean,
looking
we could
shit.
Be rich
yeah.
people. That'd be nice. But
I
like,
love rich
but like
too,
you yeah. could have, like a rich looking, it, where it makes you feel like, wow, like those are stunning without, you know, having to be a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
And carpeted
hey,
stairs.
I already think that what we have with the bathtub where you can see through the,
mm-hmm.
you can see through the, what the hell
fireplace?
Is it called? Fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Into like the bedroom is mm-hmm. sick.
It's very sick.
It's
I loved
so
that
sick.
Feature when I looked at our house.
Yeah.
For sure. No, I mean like so things like that, things that make you that's what I like
that's
about
like rich people shit.
About decorating a room is like the wow effect.
Yes.
Is where you go like wow when I walk in. Not like yeah.
Well, you're very good at that. There's only one way we sold our house, our last house, for as much as we did. And that was because you decorated the shit out of it.
Yeah, the upgrades were great.
I think that you upgrading that place, like, definitely gave us like $50,000 more.
Totally.
No question.
Yeah.
Because you take everything out of that place, and while we were leaving, I was like, damn, the place looks like
And there were just like minor, like relatively minor things, like different coats of paint, you know?
Yes.
Different light fixtures, different window decor, you know, stuff like that. Even
the upstairs wood floor thing we did was like pretty sick.
Right. And that was changing out the carpet on the stairs.
Yeah, I agreed with that. Yeah. For that place. That
worked. For that place, yeah. Yeah, I understand. We got brand new carpet in this place when we moved in, which we had never had before.
Never.
Because when we moved into our old place, that was already 4-year-old carpet. So, yeah, it makes a difference. I agree. It feels good on your feetsies.
And honestly, I would never have known this because that is something that you look at like as a room visualizer.
Yeah.
And you go like, oh, I would do hardwood floors in here. Mm. And so I do trust you. So like, so when it comes to the kitchen, you wanting to paint it white or whatever.
Yeah.
I do trust you. I do think that it will look good. Like when you told me that you're going to paint our bedroom black in our last place, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
But it looked incredible.
Right.
But I had no idea. I was like, what is this going to be? Like a teenager's Hot Topic bedroom? You know what I mean? But then it was like an accent wall and then the other walls were white. And I don't know. You just obviously you put the gold in there with it. It all looked really, really good.
Yeah.
But I don't have the vision like you do. Right. I just don't. You have to show me a picture. Mm-hmm. And if you can't show me a picture, then all I can do is just trust you, which I do, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So I think a white kitchen would look better than a wood kitchen.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to do it. I'm just saying like it makes me a little nervy because I've always been into our kitchen. But yeah, we'll make it happen.
But specifically the wood part is what you're into?
I don't know. I just like the way it already looks, you know?
Mm.
I just don't want to fuck with it.
I see. Because you already like it so much that you don't want to change anything. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Got it.
It's like when we moved in and you wanted to change our reflective tile floors and I was like, let's keep them. And then love it now.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Dude, why would you think that?
And I get all the credit.
That I've said this over and over and over and over again that I actually like the flooring a lot. Like when we moved in, I liked the flooring. I just wanted the tiles to be bigger versions of the tile that we have. Like I've never said I wanted to switch out that tile.
But shouldn't I get the credit for that?
No.
Okay.
I said I wanted to switch out to bigger tiles and then I wanted hardwood where the carpet was.
Okay. We can move on.
Anyway. So I have home goals. And then, so having goals in each area is, I think, what really helps you stay in balance.
Do you ever just like wake up and go like, you know what? Like I need to like go buy like 50 plants.
No, because they come to me like in abundance. Oh, they flow to me.
Yeah.
Our neighbor, Nettie, shout out to Nettie. Mm-hmm. Woo-woo. Another Filipino who is a plant obsessed person. She had a child recently, and she had she had so many plants, like way more plants than me. You have to agree that, like, you thought I was a crazy plant lady, but she's got like
I still think you're a crazy plant
forest
lady.
Of plants.
She does
right?
have a lot of plants.
Okay, so she gave me a ton of her plants because she can't take care of the kid and the plants at the same time. So she gave me a lot of her plants. She's entrusted me with a lot of her plants. So now we have like quite a bit of plants.
A bunch of my crypto bros, they're all kind of the same age as us.
Yeah.
And we've all been like commiserating about how it's like, dude, are your wives like buying the fuck out of plant stores and shit? And then we're like, yeah, dude. And we all just realized at the same time that like, as you bitches get into your 30s, you just start buying plants like nonstop.
I think if you don't have kids.
Gotta be that.
Yeah.
Gotta be that.
Because all my friends that got into plants, it was like before they had kids. Mm-hmm. Then once they had kids, all the plants die.
Got it.
And so like I 100% agree. But like I went through my plant phase on our last house, right? Mm-hmm. And this house, I haven't bought a single plant.
Really?
No. All of the plants
Nettie has been giving
them to us. And then also I've propagated the plants that I already had.
That's cheating, though.
It's not
You're
cheating.
You're getting new plants.
Because the way that I was able to transport our fiddly fig tree, because it was so large that it wouldn't fit in the moving van, I had to trim the top of the tree off. And that was 3 branches that I put in water in the trunk. And then I propagated those branches. And now that we have 3 mini trees and they're thriving, they love it here.
We do. And one of Nikki's favorite things is she likes to tell me how much that could sell for.
Oh yeah, they could sell for like $50 now. She's each. Like,
these things could sell $50 each, no problem. And like probably by this time next year, they could sell for $150 each.
I forgot I told you that. Yeah. I actually have. I'm not like walking around pricing my plants every day.
No, you're not. But no. You, but that's one of your favorite.
But I was trying to. I was trying to relay the information to you
how
in a way that you could understand.
Money on getting these plants because you made
not
them.
Only did I not buy plants, but these plants have a great resale value. If I wanted to, these are thriving fiddleleaf fig plants that are growing at a rapid pace, and to achieve that sort of height, I could sell them for probably at least $30 to $50 each.
Why won't you let me get a lizard? Because like I said, if we got a lizard now, you buy them for like $15, you get a little iguana, but then it grows into like fucking, you know, it's like a golden retriever size. Mm. You sell that shit for like $3,000.
That's not true. And on that note, we are going on a break. You've never asked for a lizard.
That's not true. I ask you for a lizard
all the
time.
This is a fun bit, but you've genuinely never asked me for a lizard.
Can I get a lizard?
No. Because like they're too expensive and they don't have good resale value. And that is my only reason.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Okay, we're back. I know we've been straying off the path of New Year's resolutions, so I don't know. Like, I feel like it's more fun to talk about them this way.
I do.
And not like strict goals, like, yeah, my goal for this is this.
I agree.
You know, so do you want me to continue with some other goals?
Well, real quick, just jumping in here with you. Another thing that I've been doing that I think has really kind of taken with my wife, she really enjoys it, is I kind of became a little bit of a chef.
Oh yeah, he's been cooking a lot more.
Kind of Chef Steven around the town right now, and been kind of nailing it a little bit, kind of crushing the game a little bit.
Yeah. Would you say that my constant berating of your old cooking skills maybe helped you?
No.
Okay.
I would not say that.
Interesting.
No.
Yeah, because a lot of the tips that I used to like nag you about, like, hey, you don't have to use that much nonstick spray on an already nonstick pan, like you kind of like started incorporating.
Respectfully, I don't really think that helped at all.
Yeah. Okay, just wondering. Yeah, so you have like, you want to cook more?
Yeah, I want to broaden my horizons with what I've been cooking. So far, I'm nailing eggs, like bank shotting eggs every day.
Yeah.
Nothing but net eggs, right? And then I made tortellini soup for you when you were sick recently, mm-hmm. which is like her mom's like recipe as a child.
Yeah.
Like that was like your family thing. And then, you know, I'm going to kind of go for it a little bit. I'm going to try to make ponset.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to make
no ponsets. Way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because think about it, like ponsets, like literally my favorite Filipino dish.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, man, I always gotta wait for so long to get ponset.
Yeah.
I gotta wait and wait and wait. I gotta wait till Christmas.
So you're gonna learn how to make ponset?
So yeah, I'm gonna make it. What if I had ponset in the rotation here at the green home?
That would be incredible.
It would change my life.
I'm honestly scared of how incredible that would be.
I'm telling you, like, imagine, because I already make you vegan tacos all the time.
Yeah.
Now imagine it's like vegan tacos, tortellini soup, ponset. Are you kidding me, dude?
You should create a menu.
I'm telling you, what can't he do? That's really what this year is about.
I like that vibe.
Thank you.
See, I always said that if I could just kind of steer Steve in the direction that like would help me out more. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, because he has good drive and like, you know, competitive.
Oh, I get
things
it done.
That like urge him and like kind of drive him to like be better at things. But he's always picked like stupid shit, like being better at fantasy football. Or well, whatever, which didn't help him at all because he comes in like last place for like.
Actually, in Crypto Corner Fantasy League, it helped me quite a bit, protected quite a bit of my woo, actually, which I was going to give to whoever won our Fantasy League, but I ended up winning.
Okay.
You know how it is.
Yeah, so it doesn't help me at all. So like I always thought like if I could just direct him to like a way that like, and a lot of that is just having to berate him so that he wants to be better at it.
I have a competitive spirit, and I have a will to win.
Or I compliment someone else on something that I would like him to be better
like
at.
Photos. You did that to me very transparently, by the way.
Yeah, and you still worked. Like, it didn't matter.
There was a friend of ours whose husband, right?
Yeah, like husband, it was a couple. Yeah.
And he was like taking their pictures or whatever.
So we went on a group trip.
Yeah.
Like three or four couples. Four couples were there. And we were all the girls were like trying to take pictures, but we were bitching about how our husbands either don't want to take them for us or they're just really bad at it. Like they'll do it and they suck at it and it sucks.
Which is why we don't want to do it in the first place.
So anyway, one of the girls was like, oh, I have the opposite problem. I hardly ever want my picture taken, but my husband always wants to take my picture. And we look at her pictures that he's taken, and they're amazing. So then we're all asking her husband to take pictures of us, and he's doing an incredible job. And we're all just like genuinely fangirling over how good and how like she's like not even appreciating how good she's got it having this husband that could take not only takes great pictures, but wants to take great pictures of her. And so us fangirling over him got Steve stewing in the background.
Absolutely.
Just like looking.
Competitive spirit will win.
I've been asking this man to take my picture. He doesn't like to fucking do it. Nope. He doesn't care about being good at it.
No, you know why?
Nothing would get
you
him
know why?
To, what?
Because it was always the same damn thing. I take the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it and you like talk to yourself for a second. And then you're like, can you do like this? And then it just became that, you know, you would take the camera and then just like walk somewhere and then you would freeze and be like, just hold it exactly here.
Yeah.
And there's no, I have no creative input on that.
No.
Like, so I'm just being a tripod.
Yeah, because you were so bad at it.
And that was so demeaning and humiliating for me personally.
Yeah.
It was humiliating.
Yeah.
So I felt very small from that. I hope you're happy with yourself.
Well, and it pushed you to be a better photographer.
Like I said, I have competitive spirit.
Now you take I think great pictures.
I do take great pictures.
And like you used to cook burnt eggs all the time and they can't possibly taste good. If you threw them at a counter, it'd bounce off the fucking counter. Cause, and these I'm talking sunny side up eggs, like the eggs that are not supposed to bounce off counters, and they're black around the fucking edges.
They were a little black.
And I was like,
a little black.
This is bad. Like I'm not gonna sugarcoat it so that you feel good about yourself when you're doing a bad job at something. I have to tell you it's bad.
I understand.
And I have to tell you why it's bad so that you don't like, you know, keep repeating the problem. And then now look at you. You're like a world-class egg chef.
Indomitable spirit, the will to win.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever say quit.
Yeah.
And I refuse to take an L.
But there's other things that he's bad at, but I don't really care about. So I just let him be bad at it.
I don't know.
But like the things that like I care about, I'm like, he's going to be good at this.
Talking about me like I'm a trained animal while I'm the only one in the room with you to other people is weird.
I think I'll let him do his bad stuff. Then. I don't care. Like, this doesn't hurt my life.
And recently she's all over me because we got a new washer dryer, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, wait to get it installed because you're not exactly a handyman. And I was like,
okay, I said that as he flooded the laundry room. As he flooded.
We had, there were some kinks.
The laundry room.
There were some kinks. in the process.
So I don't think I was out of line for saying that.
It got a little wet.
This man can't even hang pictures. He Velcros them to the wall because he can't
use command strips.
Pictures.
It's a reputable company.
Command strips that have Velcro on them.
It's a Fortune 500 company.
To Velcro his pictures because he literally can't hang pictures.
They've been in business since the 70s. It's a great
company.
That's
fine.
And I'm buying their stock.
It's like, if you wear Velcro shoes, I'm not gonna say praise you for tying them well.
What if you put a hole in the wall and then you don't like it? You got to spackle it and you got to repaint it. How much does that suck?
Yeah. Or you just put it next to the hole and then it still covers it.
So I was watching this little show called Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And this guy comes in. He's like, I have a vision where you're Velcroing all this stuff to the wall. You're Velcroing art. You're Velcroing, you know, sconces and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. Sold.
What?
Yeah.
The guy is claiming to invent command strips?
No, the guy who invented command strips did on Shark Tank.
Oh, he... What?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
The guy who invented command strips was not on Shark Tank.
He got it from Shark Tank, yeah. And Kevin did the deal. He did the deal with him.
Okay. Mr. So, Wonderful. Another thing that fell off last year that I'd like to bring back...
We all know Barbara didn't do the deal.
...is date nights.
Yes.
I think that both of us got way too excited, in a good way. Like, we explored and we were excited and we went on journeys in our respective passions. Mm-hmm. You with crypto and mm-hmm. me with poker, and we learned a lot. We had great times. We had down times. We like did a lot of, we would talk about it, and I don't feel like our relationship suffered at all from it, but we did lose our date nights.
Yes.
We used to be very big on date nights.
Yes.
And
it sort of became like, you know, whenever we're going out with other couples, that was our date nights.
Yeah.
Like all last
and
year.
Both of us were like, we would kind of do a thing where we'd be like, this is okay for date night, right? And like, both of us were kind of like cool with it because we didn't want to do a date night to take away from the things we were like really focused on and into. But I think that bringing back that balance, we're going to bring back date nights.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're excited about it.
Yeah. 2 or 3 date nights a month.
Yep.
Like maybe one week we like just work a lot. Mm-hmm. And then like the other weeks we have like a date night day.
Yeah.
Or something. And we went on a walk this morning.
That's great.
And we came up with all kinds of like date night ideas.
That was great.
And I'm excited about them. Yep. I think that's the thing is like you have a goal. Mm-hmm. Like I'd like this in my life. Right. And then you come up with like, how do I achieve that goal? And you have like more specific things. Okay. Like things with numbers on them, like one date night a week. I'm going to exercise 30 minutes a day, mm-hmm. you know, really tangible, measurable goals where you're like, we know right away if we hit that goal, not I'd like more date nights, not I want to exercise more or like whatever, like, no, like a specific amount. Let's see what we feel like if we hit this goal and we'll work from there, right?
Love it.
And so I think that once you have that tangible goal where it's like, okay, I want one date night a week, now we can find ways to make it exciting. You know, like, okay, how am I going to hit that goal? Like what, or like even the 30 minutes of exercise a day. Okay, how am I going to hit that goal in a way that like is exciting, like where I'm excited to hit that goal, not just like, all right, well, I got to get this out of the way. I think that's when you start not only achieving your goals, but making them more of a lifestyle, more of a habit that's in like where you're and you love your life more because
Absolutely.
You're excited to hit these goals because they're not like this mountain you have to climb. They're like, ooh, we get to like go on this trail in the mountain that takes us through this cave. That's fun. And like, I can't wait to like go buy new running shoes or trail shoes for this pathway that we're going to walk
or
tread
like
on.
Bikes.
Or bikes or whatever. So we have some financial goals that mm-hmm. we are getting back on track with our budgets and really budgeting out how we're spending things. Last year was a little bit of a feast. Like we were
wild.
Just like, whatever
wild.
We want to do, we'll do it. And this year we're getting really back on track financially. And part of that is like, okay, well, if we save X amount, we can buy some bicycles in April.
It's just fun stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Little
like little goals
yeah.
where like a little reward, like a treat.
Yeah.
Like you did this.
And it's something we were talking about like when we moved in. We're like, man, we'll get bikes like eventually.
Because there's this like beach that's in our neighborhood that it's really close and you can bike to it.
Yeah.
And there's also like a bunch of bars around the beach. And if you drive, then you can't really drink. So why not like you bike, and you're not technically supposed to bike and drink either, but well, no one's telling on anyone. It's a victimless it's Vegas. Crime. Okay. It's Vegas.
Hopefully.
Our neighbor's golf cart to the place.
Which is
that's
hilarious.
Pretty fun, too.
And their golf cart's covered in Christmas lights.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the best.
Also one romantic vacation a year like we used to do.
Always.
Or
I mean, we just kind of did one to Mexico.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. That, I think that was yeah. great. Or like I want to travel to three new places that we've never been to before as a couple.
Love it.
Yeah, this year.
Like Aruba.
Sure.
I vote for Aruba.
I want Sedona as
ooh,
one of
you
them.
Want Sedona. I remember that. Yeah. You want Sedona. I just want a beach.
True.
A little bit.
I mean,
does Sedona
I'm not
have
talking
water?
About, I'm not talking about like big ass vacations. Okay. Like we can go to Aruba as the romantic yeah, yeah. vacation. Yeah. I'm talking about like three new places to explore that we've never been to before.
That's fun.
They don't have to be like really expensive trips.
Can we not do it for the next month?
Next what?
For the next like 1 month?
Yeah, absolutely. Like
because like I'm so freaking sick of traveling.
Traveling, yeah, same.
I could die.
I agree. Originally, when I was coming up with these goals, I was like, I want to travel once a month for poker, like to go to play poker at a different place. And after doing it 1 month, I just came back from LA, and that's not even very far. And I was like, I am drained. I do not want to do this every month.
Dude, how
actually.
Many times did we go to LA during December? It's like insane. I mean, especially yeah. me because I had JK too. So I was like,
yeah,
I'm done.
And then we went there for Christmas. And
yeah.
Yeah. We've been traveling a lot, and I really like our house. And
I
wanna,
love being here.
I want to focus more on building.
And I already got to leave every month anyway because I do JK every month. But then I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere for just like a month.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
There's no cousins' weddings or nothing coming up, thankfully.
No,
so
no.
we'll be here. I'm glad.
Yeah, we'll be here. I mean, you have to travel for JK, but
yeah, but I'm already baked that into all of the cakes. Yeah,
okay.
So it's like it's just
yeah.
Part
we
of
actually
it.
Have guests coming here, staying with us.
That's next week, right?
No, it's like 2 weeks.
2 weeks. That'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe 3 weeks. I can't remember. Yeah, first weekend of February. But okay, what else? I have a lot of new video ideas that I want to experiment
mm-hmm.
with, and then if some of them like feel good, then I can start putting them on more of a schedule or whatever. But I just like want to keep the vibe of experimentation while also having goals that we're working towards and having balance in these different areas of our life. And it's funny that I've said this before. I was like, it's funny that we've talked about this on the show before, about having balance, about having all these different areas that you should balance in order to feel full, and that it like having balance in one really helps the other. Like if you have good relationships that you've been focusing on, it actually helps your work life. So like things just flow more easily and naturally. But being human, even knowing this, I still fell off.
Oh yeah, we weren't doing it.
Fell off the balance train. When we learn something, it still takes practice to like,
dude,
keep it in your life.
Yeah, and to like actually do it and like stick to it.
That's why we always say we're not experts, because it's like it's not like we figured it out and now like we're just fucking great about this.
Giving the word from God.
Yeah,
no, hell no. We are people and we are dealing with shit ourselves.
And I think it's good to like talk about. Like, okay, even knowing this, I still fell off, and here's why, and here's where I think it went wrong, and here's where I can like learn from this and not have that happen next time.
Yeah.
You know, I think understanding the why of why I'm doing something rather than the like, I want it because I want it, you know, helps to keep things more consistent, more adaptable, more flexible in growing and achieving and
totally.
Productivity and all that stuff. So, I don't know if I should share this one. Maybe I'll share it. I'll share it after it happens. there's certain goals also that I like to keep to myself.
I understand.
A secret, because I don't want anyone's energy on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just like to have it be my little secret thing that I'm working on. I've shared it with Steve, but
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another thing that I really wanted to do concerning work and career and poker is I really want to get a job, and I don't know what kind of job yet, but like I really want to work in poker media. I think that it's something that I experimented a little bit with last year and I really liked it, but I'd like to do more of that. And I know I said not to say your goals in terms of wanting more or less of something, but
you enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is yet. Like I love commentating. I love hosting. And I love poker. And if I could kind of learn more about the poker media industry part of it, I think that'd be a good fit. But I just don't know exactly what yet.
I could watch you talk about poker all friggin' day.
Thank you.
I often do on twitch.tv/tricknix.
Yes. Link below.
Yeah, she plays poker like every Sunday. And it's a blast. I'm always there. I freaking love it.
And we do giveaways on there too sometimes. So there's an ACR, America's Card Room is a big poker site, and they do a huge tournament once a season, I believe, called the Venom. And the Venom is like a $2,600 ticket, but the guarantees are huge, like in the millions. They're phenomenal. And it's a really fun tournament. The structure is really great. It's like 40-minute levels, which for online is like, it's pretty long. I think they're 40-minute levels. Don't quote me on that until it happens. But they're really long levels for being online. And I've been working with ACR. Last year, I got a chance to work with them a few times. I got to host on their Twitch stream the breast cancer charity event that they did. So I got to, they had a tournament for that, and I got to help host along with my neighbor Katie Lindsay, who's an ACR pro, and all kinds. I got to meet all of them, and it was really fun working with them. They let me do a giveaway on my stream for these Venom tickets, and it's coming up again. So tune in on Sundays, twitch.tv/tricknix. We'll do a giveaway, and we'll also be playing the Venom series. So that's really fun. It's coming up. It's like in the last weekend of January, first weekend of February. Very nice. There's quite a few dates. There's like a few days involved. So the day one has a few flights is what they're called. That's where they have multiple day one. And then if you make it to day two, then there's like everyone that made the day ones makes it to day two.
Sweet.
So I think it's maybe a 3-day tournament or 4-day tournament. I can't remember, but multiple day one flights. I'll update that as it goes. But yeah, working like hosting on my own Twitch stream helped me realize that I really enjoy talking about the game.
Yeah.
Whether it's strategy or just like
it's really
different
fun.
Things that happened in like experiences.
And I don't play poker. I have honestly just interest in poker through your journey into poker, but I love watching you play poker. It's fun. And there's a drama to the flop that I appreciate as a sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to all your poker friends about it too. I'm always the drama of the flop is like one of the most interesting things in sports.
It's so funny watching you wake up these jaded poker players.
I know, they're all like
they've seen a flop 1,000,000,000 times.
I know, but
yeah,
I'm telling you.
And you're like, it's so exciting.
There's a magic to it, man.
They're like, yeah, I guess it is kind of dramatic. It does change the game a lot.
It's huge.
Yeah,
it's huge, and you know, under appreciated, I think.
Yeah.
In the sports world.
Absolutely. Oh, it's weird. I put new dryer on our home list. This must have been before we got one.
Yeah.
How funny.
Definitely was.
All right, well, I can check that off.
Check it off.
Anyway, I built a little home master wish list of everything that I want, but it's very no pressure. It's very like exciting to work on each thing one by one, you know, and get these little pieces into place, not having the whole thing all at once. I realized too last year that if you have everything all at once, it's boring.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Like you want something to like be working on and get excited on the little milestones getting there.
I love the grind. I really do. It's such a corny thing to say, especially after you went through what I went through last year.
Yeah.
But the grind is my favorite part.
Like, yeah.
The build back part is my favorite part of the crypto game. I mean, it's really fun when everyone's killing it, right? But then like the rebuilding phase and like the, you know, pivoting phase is fun. It's just really fun. It just feels like you're brand new in the business again.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's really the feeling I got working in a completely different industry. I didn't plan on pivoting on anything so hard, but I just really love it. And I feel new again. I feel like I'm saying yes to a lot because I'm new again. Back in the building YouTube stuff, like we were saying yes to a lot, like
everything.
Working for free on a lot of things.
Absolutely.
And just being part of a lot of things, anything that could gain experience, we could gain experience from. And then as you build your channel and you build your like your brand, you start saying no to things because maybe they don't line up with what you're doing or what your goals are. And like you have more specific things that you're working on. And then you start saying no and no and no. And then like you're hardly ever saying yes to things anymore. But with a new thing, I'm like, yeah, everything's exciting. I'm saying yes to a lot of things and it's very interesting. I get to be an observer again. I get to be a student. I get to be new. I get to learn. And I like all that stuff.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, like last year, there was just so much going on, like even in the NFT space and stuff, which isn't even something like NFTs. I like the underlying technology, but I don't really care about the gimmicky stuff with it. But it was definitely like a year of like of learning. Like that was basically where I was learning the most, I think. Last year when I was at the top of the market, because like it just gets a little boring. Like when you've done the thing and it's done.
Yeah.
Like it's like, okay, well now what? Well, now I'll learn about this.
Right? Yeah.
So now it's kind of, we're back into retooling phase. So anyway, check it out. Crypto Corner, baby.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. PST.
What I like about poker is like there's always something new to learn. Like you're never mastering it. Mm-hmm. And there's all these different side games too. Like I really want to learn PLO and some of these other mixed games just so I could play in a mixed game tournament.
Yeah.
Because it sounds fun. Like it just sounds fun. And I love just learning new things, like learning new spots within the thing that I'm already learning.
Also, the people in the poker community are really great.
Yeah. When I say that life came like really hard, really fast all at once last year in the best of ways, like it was in a lot of different areas, like the social aspect also. I don't think I've ever had so much of a social life in my entire life.
You haven't.
In a way that was fun for me, because I'm usually kind of drained by social, like if there's too many social things all at once. But this year, last year was like,
well, in LA everyone wants something from you, right?
Yes.
So like, but poker people are just really,
it's always
chill.
Like, what can you do for me in LA?
Yeah.
But in poker it was just a lot of just like, hey, we're all gonna go drink and play like Ultimate Texas Hold'em, you want to do it?
Exactly.
Like, yeah I want to do that. Hey, we're all gonna go to a drag bar, like, okay, yeah, I want to do that.
And there's not that same air of like,
okay, we all have to take pictures and we have to like, there's no hierarchy.
There's no hierarchy. Like, you're in the room with the boy king and then like, you know.
Or like some people are there just to get clout from another person that's there. It's like so weird. Yeah. Like in LA, it was just so
whoever's
weird.
Whoever's the top of the pyramid, like with subscribers, gets like, everyone's just sucking their dick the whole time. And it's like,
yeah, that's the stuff that we really didn't like about it. No. And that we were really happy to
leave that.
Leave behind.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I just found like really solid people last year. Like a lot of really solid people we got to meet last year. And I'm really happy about that and would like to continue to nourish those relationships as well.
Yeah. But
I think that's the end of this episode. I like a more free flowing New Year's resolution episode.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can get really rigid. Like, we're gonna do this.
That is the Nikki way.
Yeah.
It can be very rigid, but thanks to last year, I think you got
finding
a little more
balance.
Chill. You finding balance.
And look, I was only rigid because, well, when my dad raised me that way, but two, because I was getting shit done.
I know.
And it was a way to feel like I had control, even in situations where I didn't have control.
Yeah, the method.
But it also felt like when things didn't work out, that it was all because of me. Like I would take all of the blame. It was all my fault because I maybe fell off. Maybe I could have done something better. Maybe I could da, 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 da. And I wasn't just really allowing space for life to also flow and make things easier. Like I'm working, but also life is returning energy back to me.
Right.
And that is what I discovered last year that I think was so important, that like, it's okay to let go a little bit, that it, and to trust that it will come back. Like you can give energy and not just keep giving and like needing it to come back now. Like it'll come back because you're allowing the space for it to come back.
It's not gonna be immediate, dude.
Yeah.
Like, relax a little bit.
That like things need to gestate. Like like you're, when you plant a seed, you're not expecting a flower the same day, you know? And I think that I got a little too crazy in my needing to control a very volatile industry. You know, I was working in the entertainment industry, is very volatile, so like what you need to feel some sense of control. And so I would just plant a lot of seeds and then be like checking for flowers all the time, and like if one flower wasn't growing, then I gotta like, you know, fix that flower or something like that, you know.
Sure.
And it was just a lot of like no room for chill. There's no room for chill, and I think it's allowing some space for chill is good.
Will you apologize about the washer dryer situation?
Absolutely not. I push you to be a better person.
Would you say that I am a handyman?
No.
That's all the time we have for today.
I will say Steve did a good job at installing the washer and dryer, even though he flooded it first.
Flood is a subjective term.
Even though he didn't realize that our electric dryer was in fact not a gas dryer.
About a quarter inch of water.
He kept asking how to attach the gas to it. And I was like, baby, it's electric.
And by the way, thank God for that. Probably saved my life. That alone probably saved my life.
You plug it in the wall. But he's a handyman. So now he knows. Plugs, they go in the outlet. They just go in the outlet.
We will see you on the next episode where we will be talking about why my wife is a bitch. So we'll be right back.
I'm excited. I will retitle it. Mark, retitle that to Why My Wife Makes Me a Better Person.
Please don't, Mark. Please don't do that, Mark.
Mark, please on, retitle Mark,
in the
that
new year,
episode.
Have my back one time.
It's not this episode, but whatever episode he decides to do that, just a note for the future.
Mark, please.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
I hope your new year is going well so far. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you all for being here. We love you.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.